Tell you what, let's take just a quick tour through Weekend in New England. Let's start at the top, see how far we can get before a major train wreck. Hopefully, we can get through most of it. Very nice and
slow,
which is fine. Okay, but we didn't have any sort of push and pull. I'm going to grab one of these music stands. Chained behind my analog. Okay. Fresh pitch, David. Thank you. First chord.
Ooh.
Sing it. Go. Hearing loud.
Ooh.
Ooh. Again and go. Good. It's really, really low for the leads on that first note. So just barely touch it. Again, all sing. Good. Can I hear tenors and basses? First pitch, go. Again, ooh, and sing. Add in the berries. Quite in tune. Good. And tenors, make sure that you're not flat in comparison to basses. Here we go, those three parts, no leads.
Yeah, so we have basses here. Should be our berries.
Okay, again, and sing. Okay, add in our leads, all parts. Good, a little less volume now from everybody. And here we go, one and two, beginning. One, two, three.
Last night.
chord, the tenors were on an F, and the leads were on a D flat. So, again, in the same note. Yeah, we rewrote that one just to stay in the same note, D and lead. So let's do the tag, if you will, which is starts pick up to 91. Again. Here you go, one and sing. So this is downbeat of 93. And listen to this chord right here. It's filled with lots of angst and tension. And if we let that one just sort of spiral off into the nice light little ether, it's going to work really nicely. So here we are again at 93. This is the second again. One, two, and go. Lightly. Sung this chord really, really well, we can make that next quarter note rest last so long, and everyone will just be wanting that resolution so bad. So if we can really make it happen, let's try it again, this time from the first again at measured pick up to 91. Here we go. One and go. Silence on the rest was great. Then when we came in on the chord on the final do, we kind of did a little bit of like sort of grind up the pitch kind of thing. And it lost a little bit of the brilliance in that. Leads, there's a difference in your rhythm. The first again, eighth notes, again. The second one is again, and it's quick. Again, again. Okay, let's do that, please, everyone. 91. Three, one, and two. Again. Again. Yeah, that was nice. The tenors have the best note. Good. Let's do that again. Can I hear just the lead singing again? One and go. Again. Yeah, you feel the difference between the two? Okay, here we go. First one. One, this is everybody this time. One and two. Berries and tenors. Can you sing down to 91? Yeah, that tritone right there, that's what creates the drama. It's you
You two have the most important parts there. Hey, berries and attendants. Hey, do it again. One and two and go. We're not all singing correct pitches. Berries on our doo-doos. The melody right there. Okay, do that with the tenors again. One and two and go. Satisfying ending right there. That's nice stuff. Okay, hardest part of the song, we know what it is. And that's page 5. And, okay, let's just try to smash it out real fast. A lot of crazy key changes. We're making the sort of key change getting into the ending. Earth ain't so bad. This is measure 72. Okay? Have any sense to your ears a little bit to hear that? Let's go kind of slow. So Earth ain't so bad. Pick up to 72. Everyone know where we are? We got it? Yeah? Okay, 72. One, two, and go. To make sure we're all getting to the right spot. When we get to the downbeat of 77, can everyone just sing right away on the downbeat with whatever pitch you have in the word when? So you'll come in right away leads with your F, okay? Just so we can hear the chord on the downbeat of 77 on the word when, okay? So let's go back to So Earth Ain't So Bad one more time. One, two, again. Looks more confusing for the tenors than it really is in measure 75. You have A flat and then G sharp, which is the same pitch. So you don't change at all in 75, but then you do go down a half step on the downbeat of 76 from the G sharp, the G natural, and then G flat. So you're moving down by half steps once you get to 75. So listen, tenors, you have that voice crossing, you sing.
one part at a time, starting at 85 bases.
When will I
want? And two, bass, go. Crescendo and push when we get to the final U before the rest, right? Good. One, two, again.
And can I hold you?
Push forward and accelerando, get faster in the middle of that. But that's pretty good just for us to get our ears around. Let's do it a couple more times just to hopefully sink it in. Then we'll be about done for tonight. One, two, again. Feel like a song now, doesn't it? Good? Good, good, good. You've started to make some sense at the ending. Listen one more time and win. Lots of fun tension and movement in it that creates excitement. that's where we're driving for. Try that. One, two, and go. There's another one of those moments where we let the air clear and then just light. Good, good. All acapella this time. Pick up to 85 and win. One, two, and go.
And when will I hold you?